Hello, everyone, again, and welcome back to another Reaching Out with Reach podcast, where we bring to you discussions and topics surrounding prevention and recovery for all. Today, we have our very own Sherry Phillips, who is the community liaison for Ellis and Johnson County. Please help me welcome Sherry.
Hi, Crystal. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Good. All right. So today, Sherry will be educating us on ways to store our prescription and non-prescription medicines and proper ways to dispose of our old prescriptions. For starters, most people aren't even aware that simply throwing away old medications can be a very hazardous and dangerous thing to do. So we're going to go ahead and jump into our questions. Sherry, okay. Can you explain to us the importance of properly disposing your medicine since, you know, like I said, people aren't even aware that just simply throwing them away in the trash can be a hazard and very dangerous.
Absolutely. So the main reason that we try to educate on this is to be environmentally conscious about how we dispose of our medications. Most people don't realize that by throwing them in the trash or, you know, flushing them down the toilet and things like that, and that can get into our water systems. So it can leach into our landfills, which gets into our water supplies. And once that's in our water supplies, there's no way to be able to remove it.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. So what are some ways that you can properly dispose of them?
Okay, so there's several different ways. You know, many of our law enforcement departments and some of our hospitals actually offer a permanent drug disposal program to where you can take your expired or unused medications to a location site and be able to dispose of them there. Other options are takeaway envelopes. So a lot of fire departments and some police departments also offer a way where you can go in and you can pick up what's called a takeaway envelope. And it's a postage paid envelope that you just drop your medication inside of, seal it up and drop it in the mail. And it goes to Sharps Compliance and they actually dispose of the medication. There's also something known as doTERRA bags. And that's where you empty your medicine bottle into a little pouch. You add water to it. It's carbon-based, so it deactivates the medication. And it's also biodegradable, so it is actually safe to throw those into the trash.
Okay. All right. Well, while some people, you know, don't know that it's a hazard just to throw them in the trash, some people think they know. So can you explain some common misconceptions and disposal myths people have when they're throwing away old medicine?
Well, I know that in some places, they say you can actually throw them away by mixing them with coffee grounds or kitty litter and things like that. That can actually, you know, work as far as, you know, most people wouldn't want to dig back through that to get any medication out. But when you deal with somebody that may have an addiction problem, they're, you know, a lot of times they don't care where they get their medication. They just need that fix. So as far as misconceptions, I think, you know, I mean, that is still a way that you could dispose of them. But again, it's still not environmentally safe.
Right, right. So we talked about the environment. What about, like, how harmful is it if medicine can get into the wrong hands, as you just mentioned?
Well, a lot of times, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, small children, you know, they could get into the medication and be poisoned. So, you know, you have to always be concerned about the medication as far as getting into the wrong hands that could cause overdose or even deaths. I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask that again, Crystal. I'll just totally drew a blank.
No, it was just basically asking how harmful could it be if medicine can get in the wrong hands. So as you mentioned, you know, if children gets a hold of it or just, you know, just the wrong hands in general, how harmful can that be?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So being that, you know, it can be harmful if children get in it, what are some safe places medicine can be stored around the house or just around, period?
Well, we recommend that you get a medicine safe, and that can be as simple as a little toolbox or something that you can actually put a lock on. Or you can actually purchase some things that are called med safes, and that's something that Reach Council, we do have some of those that we do for door prize drawings and things like that. So we encourage people to lock your meds, especially when it comes to any kind of pain relievers or things like that. But sometimes it's just a matter of getting like a timer cap that you put on your medicine bottle, because it can tell you when somebody has actually been into your medication. Mm. It can also be a reminder to take your medication. And so basically it's a lid that goes on your medicine bottle, and it has a little timer. So every time you take the lid off, the timer starts again. So that's an interesting way of doing it. And actually that's what I use myself, as well as I do have a little med safe that I keep my medicine. But the main thing is to keep them up and out of the reach of children.
Right. All right. So what would you tell a person who has bags and bags of medicine to dispose of and they just don't know what to do with it all?
My recommendation is to go into check with your local law enforcement, first of all, to see if they have a permanent drug disposal program. The other option would be twice a year, the DEA does the prescription drug takebacks events. And those are where you just drive up and drop off. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about that, but those are some of the options. Again, it's a safe way to be able to dispose of medications. But check with your local law enforcement, because many law enforcement departments, like I said, will have the permanent drug disposal programs and offer that to the community. Or they may have, like I said, the takeaway bags or the doTERRA bags that you can utilize.
Okay. So I know that there are different types of medicines. So what should someone who has like liquids or needles do to dispose of that? I mean, I know we've been talking about more, you know, actual pills, but what about liquids and needles?
So many of the drug disposal programs do allow you to drop or dispose of the liquid medications. You just need to make sure that the bottle is sealed. Same thing with the takeaway envelopes. You could actually utilize that as well. When it comes to sharps, they don't allow sharps to be put in these drug disposal programs because, you know, they're afraid that those that have to handle it to get it ready to ship or to dispose of, that they're afraid that they're going to get stuck. So the recommendation for disposing of your sharps would be to get like a detergent bottle, something that's kind of a heavy duty plastic. You can actually drop your needles and your sharps inside that. Then you seal it up really good. And then the recommendation right now is still to throw it in the trash. One of the other recommendations, if you do have a prescription, say you're diabetic and you do get a prescription for sharps and, you know, needles, check with your physician, because sometimes they allow you to be able to dispose of in their hazardous waste as well.
Okay, well, thank you. even I didn't know that. So is there anything else you would like to mention about today's topic at all?
Well, everybody being mindful of what they keep in their medicine cabinet. I know sometimes we get kind of lax and not stay on top of it. But typically, you know, when youth are experimenting with drugs and things like that, they tend to get them from home medicine cabinets, families, or friends. Wow. So just be mindful of what you have in your medicine cabinet. Again, if you have pain medication, you know, if you don't end up finishing your pain medication for whatever reason, that's really something that you do need to dispose of. Don't hang on to it, because that can be really dangerous. And just, you know, utilize some of these programs to safely dispose of your medicines.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. So with all this wonderful education centered around safe medicine storage and proper ways to dispose of old prescriptions, Sherry, would you mind letting our listeners know about our upcoming event this weekend on October 23rd?
Right. So this is, I believe, the 23rd annual DEA Prescription Drug Takeback event. It's held twice a year, typically in April and October. It's what we call our drive-up drop-off days. So if you have any expired or unused medication, many law enforcement departments across the United States participate in this event. And they set up typically from 10 to 2 for you to be able to come by and just drop off medicines. The DEA Take Back Day is an opportunity for all of us to help prevent drug addiction and overdose deaths. Would you like for me to give you some list of locations that we are participating in?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. So we have several locations in Ellis County. In Ennis, they'll be at the Walgreens on Ennis Avenue from 9:30 to 1:30. The Itley Police Department is going to be set up out in front of their police department from 10 to 1. Maypearl Police Department is set up from 10 to 1 at the police department. Middle Lothian, which we are actually going to be set up with the Middle Lothian Police Department, we're going to be located at Ace Hardware, which is 530 East Main Street, and we will be out there from 10 to 1. The Milford Police Department will be set up at the police department at 10 to 1. Ovilla Police Department is at 105 Cockrell Hill. They're set up from 10 to 1. Palmer Police Department, 350 South Dallas Street. They're going to be set up from 10 to 1. Red Oak Police Department, 547 North Methodist Street. They're going to be set up from 9 to 1. Rice Police Department at 305 North Dallas Street. They're set up from 10 to 1. And in Waxahachie is going to be the main location for Ellis County. And it is set up at the Coleman Junior High parking lot at 1000 North Highway 77. And that event will be taking place from 10 to 2. And I will actually be helping man that site for Reach Council.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. And in case you missed any of those locations, they will be on our Facebook page. So make sure you're following our Facebook page at Reach Council. And you can get a list of those and, you know, share it with anyone you may know. All right. Well, that concludes this month's podcast on safe medicine storage and proper ways to dispose of our old prescriptions. Thank you, Sherry, for joining us today and educating us on this topic and shining light on how important it actually is. Thank you all for tuning in. And until next time, remember, life is full of choices. Choose happy, choose healthy.